you on a red couch with Burn, and you sitting here with one of the dopest singers, one of the dopest artists that I've ever heard. If you see her perform, you might just pass out. You might catch a heart attack. No, seriously though, she's dope. Maria Aaliyah, folks. Maria Aaliyah. Dope, like seriously dope, man. Where did that name, like, is that your name?
So, my actual name is Maria, right? Mm-hmm. But the Aaliyah part came from my middle name. And for a while, I was trying to figure out, like, what I wanted my artist name to be. I was, mm-hmm. like, changing it up a lot. And I was like, how about this and that? Like, if I just put it together.
Are you inspired by Aaliyah, though, the singer?
Oh, yeah. She's dope. Everyone loves her.
I don't want anyone
to, like, hear that name and then just think, oh, she's trying to copy her. That's why I changed. Actually, my middle name is supposed to be spelled that way, but I changed it because mm-hmm. I don't want people to be like, she's trying to do that.
So. I wouldn't think that anybody would think that about you because of your style.
Okay.
You have a unique way of singing. I've been following R&B my entire life,
right?
And I feel like the riffing part of it and like the high notes and like the like that's gone a little bit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, it's true.
What happened?
I mean, I think people nowadays want to hear the same repetitive type of thing.
Okay.
For me, I feel like R&B, the real R&B is dead. Like, you know, the soulful, you know, heartfelt.
You learn how to sing from some old school person or something?
I just always knew how to sing, but I won't lie, like, growing up, Beyonce was a huge, like, part of my life because her music was always, like, whatever I was going through at the time, she was always, like, her songs would hit, and I'm like, okay, I felt it.
You know what? You got them Beyonce eyelashes.
Listen.
I see them right now.
The eyelashes.
I see why she influenced you.
Oh, my God. She definitely was a good part, but I just always knew how to sing, and I was just trying to figure out where my voice came from, how to, like, use it and stuff, and just how to develop it, basically.
That's dope. So I was listening to some music, and I noticed that a lot of the singers have the same tone.
Yeah.
Right? Two singers that I know got the same tone. You're going to agree with me. One of them, I was looking at it the other day, Toni Braxton.
Okay.
Every song.
Okay.
Who do you think I am? I'm jumping for a minute.
Yeah, she does sound like that.
Every song, though.
Yeah. Sure.
But she's still dope, though.
Yeah.
Like, how does she manage that? And one more person, John Legend.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like every song,
got it, but they're both dope people. They're both dope artists. I love John Legend. He's, like, perfect.
Who's your favorite?
Out of them two, or just
No, just in general. Like, who's your favorite?
I mean, you see, when people ask me that, and I always tell them I don't really have a favorite, I know it's kind of surprising, but, like, I like a whole bunch of different people.
Like who?
Alicia Keys, Jennifer Hudson, and I feel like Jennifer Hudson's voice is crazy. If you ever heard it.
Jennifer Hudson is...
She's a powerhouse.
Out of this world.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Who else? Who else you got?
Who else? Obviously, Toni Braxton. What did you just say?
What about... And I don't know if you heard of this new singer. I think she might be from, she's from New York.
Mm.
I'm not sure if she's from Brooklyn or the Bronx. She giving me Bronx vibes. I don't know. Giving me Bronx vibes.
N-Iko.
N-Iko? Yeah.
I don't know.
N-Iko. What's her song? Hi, I'm from outer space. I got me in my veins. I'm going, I just put you on. When you hear N-Iko, I believe that's how you pronounce her name. Excuse me if that's not how you pronounce it. But when you hear her, though, like, she's out of this world.
Really?
Out of this world. Now, what she does is she takes, like, some rap songs, too, and she sings them.
Oh.
But she is super dope, though. I put you on. Who can you put me on that I ain't hear about? There's a lot of people you put me on to these new singers. Who's new that you like?
I haven't really heard of any new people.
No new people?
Ice Spice.
Ice Spice don't sing.
No, I'm saying like that it hasn't been any like R&B.
So you just wake up in the morning, you just how can I lose in the morning?
No.
You sing, but you just love Ice Spice.
Definitely not. No, I don't. I mean, she's cool.
Ice Spice dealing with some stuff right now. Ice Spice, well, I wouldn't say she's dealing with anything because she doesn't mind or even care about it. But a lot of people are talking about the colorism and that some people are saying that she's blowing up just because she's light skinned.
I never heard that.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's people saying that. And she recently had an interview with, I believe, Vogue magazine, and they was talking about it, and she said she don't really care. But you don't experience that?
No. I mean,
you're on the light skin side, so you...
I mean, I think I'm like...
You're in the middle?
Middle, like, woke up, you know? I've never experienced that, and I feel like whoever did it's crazy, because it's like, you sing, or you're talented, it shouldn't be about your color of your skin. It's kind of stupid.
How hard is it? And I don't even know if I should phrase it this way, but is it hard for you as a woman to make it in this industry?
I'm so glad you asked that. I feel like it is. Because I've been doing this music stuff for a long time, and I've been trying to get into the industry for a while, and I have, like, kind of, you know, I have my past managers and whatever in the past, and it's always been so difficult for me because it's just been, like, I feel like it's more of a man's...
They want to smash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do y'all want to smash? Like,
yeah.
Come on, bro.
It's either, if it's not that, it's more so, like, them telling you what you can and can't do, them putting authority on you, and then it's, like, them trying to change your outlook on how you want to be, how you want to sing, like how you want to dress. It's like, you can't really be your own artist. You have to be who they want you to be as a woman, you know? But if you have a woman manager, maybe it's going to be different. Maybe they'll be more on your side because they know as a woman.
Well, it might be catty. Y'all might be fighting every day.
I would rather that.
Well, I mean, you know, I have seen a lot of situations where women have been taken advantage of in this industry, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
That's why I got the red couch, folks. None but women on my show. So y'all understand that this is how we bring them up. You don't have to smash all the time. You can make new friends, but keep the old one is silver and the other is gold. You never heard that before?
I thought I did. Sounds familiar.
No, you didn't. That's too old.
I swear it sounds familiar.
That's too old for you. That's too old for you. But nah, this is crazy. And on that subject, you know who YK Osiris is, obviously.
Where did he go? What happened to him?
Damn. Crickets.
Where did he go?
No. He recently had an interview. No, sorry, excuse me. You know Suki, right? Suki. The one that raps about eating booty.
Oh, okay.
I'm eating in it.
Oh, yeah. I just heard of her at TikTok.
Eating in it. Yeah, she's off the hook. Her mouth is off the hook. She was doing an interview, and YK Osiris walks up in the interview and, like, starts rubbing on her shoulders and grabbed her and kissed her all in her mouth. And you could tell she was uncomfortable, like,
what?
Yo. And he apologized for it. But she came out and said that she drank the pain away. Like, she drank it. Like, she drinks to... to numb stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm sure all that, like, that stuff happens to her a lot.
Yep.
Like,
to her, though, right?
Yeah.
Probably, because do you think that it's a possibility that her mouth and the things that she says makes a dude act like that?
I mean, I get it. When it comes to men, if, you know, depending on what you wear, what you say, like, they get tempted or whatever, but it shouldn't be that. She can't say what she wants to say and do what she wants to do. It shouldn't be that a man should disrespect her just about.
Because this is that's like one of the age old arguments too. Because like,
yeah, it is.
You got a woman walking down the street. She's wearing booty shorts, booty skin hanging on out.
Okay. Yeah.
Right, y'all hear me over there? Booty skin hanging on out. Right. And she walks past a bunch of dudes. Do you not think that some, like, at least one of those dudes might say something that's crazy?
Yeah, most likely.
Okay. Now, I'm not justifying it. I'm not saying that the dude is right for saying something crazy, but what I'm saying is, why are you wearing something like that and then complaining about somebody saying something about them booty skins?
Okay, I get your point. I mean, I get it because...
You're going to have to accept it.
Yeah, they can't get mad if a guy, you know, compliments if you're wearing something that's showing a lot of skin. But
now, if you're at the beach,
right?
that might be different.
Right.
Because everybody at the beach is bucking naked. So we're not really trying to, you know, compliment or comment on everything we see at the beach. But I'm just saying, it is hard for a woman to make it in this industry because dudes are thirsty.
Very.
You got a song called Retrograde. What's that about?
It's actually the whole album, like the whole EP, it's called that. But I'm not gonna lie, actually, so if I'm being transparent, that whole EP was with my past manager, and he came up with the name, which I thought was pretty cool, but I didn't really, that wasn't something that I really would have thought of on my own.
Was it in comparison to this whole Mercury retrograde?
It was supposed to be that.
What is that? Do you know? You don't know? Well, I'm telling you, y'all need to look it up. If they saying we messed up right now, we in Mercury retrograde, which means that
there's more stuff happening.
So somebody told me that your exes start coming back for you in Mercury retrograde.
No, thank you.
Right. That's what they said. They said that. They start calling you and out of the blue and all that stuff. I think I might have got a couple of calls. You know what I'm saying? I might have. Nah, you know what's crazy? I do not, and I tell people this all the time, I do not block people.
Why not?
Blocking people is stupid. Because then they're going to call you from another number if they want to.
Or make fake pages.
So what do? Just leave them. Let them be. Let them see your growth and your success. And when they call you or whatever it is, you know that number. Just don't answer it.
Yeah.
But that causes anxiety in some people, though.
I mean, for me, it's just I block them because, I mean, if they make fake pages or if they call me, then that's one thing, but I just block them.
You ever had anybody make a fake page of you?
I don't know.
It's going to happen.
I hope not.
It's gonna happen. Somebody's gonna make a fake page of you, and they're gonna start asking for money.
Not the scammers.
When you start getting big, that's what happens. Yeah, you on the red couch with Burn, and you sitting here with Maria Aaliyah, one of the dopest singers I know. I ain't gonna lie. You hitting them questions. We ain't even get juicy yet. No, let me ask you this question. Who, if you saw a celebrity right now, right? Well, which celebrity would you be a groupie over if you were? Because there has to be one celebrity that you'll be like, nah, I gotta get your autograph or whatever it might be.
Can they be dead?
Well, you can't dig them up. Nah, they gotta be alive.
I would say either Beyonce or Kalani.
So if you saw either one of them right now.
Definitely. Yes.
You knocking people up with.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Yes, absolutely.
I want your autograph. What about a male? What about a dude?
I would say Michael Jackson. Rest in peace. But I don't really have.
Come on, that's everybody. Everybody's going to pass out.
I don't really have one. Like, I used to say Chris Brown when I was younger, but now that I'm older, I feel like that whole phase of Chris Brown is
over. I was about to say, now he's done.
Yeah, but if I have to think about it, I really don't think I have, like, a male person.
That's what's up, because you know what? If I ain't gonna lie. It's a couple of people if I see right now. I'm sorry, bruh. It's Jay-Z.
Oh, you know what? I lied. J. Cole. J. Cole, definitely. That's my second. You know what I have? Because I feel like he's a lyrical genius. Like, I really feel like his penmanship on whatever song he gets on, he always, like, kills it. He just says stuff that's, like, sentimental and, like, hits home every time. Like, he doesn't miss
it. I am going to agree with that 100%. Mm-hmm. That is my second artist. J. Cole and Jay-Z is two artists that I want to meet.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I'm asking for an autograph. You can sign my shoe. Sign my shoe, sign my arm.
Yep. He's an Aquarius, I believe. Just
who?
J. Cole.
Oh. You just Aquarius. Mm-hmm. Lord Jesus.
What?
I pray.
What's wrong with Aquarius?
I pray for the young man who has you under his arm.
He's a Leo, so that's even worse. Leos are something else.
Notice the pause in my face because I'm a Leo too.
Oh, wow.
August 2nd. And wow, that's interesting because the thing is, So I'm going to say this again. I said this on 3 of my shows already. But I'm not sure if I said it. I did say it like this, but I'm going to say it again because we here and we on Red Couch for Burn, right? Aquarius women see Leo men as gods.
I mean...
Yes, and I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Because Aquarius women are career-driven. You want to work till you work yourself to death.
If it's something that you want to do.
Yeah, for real. You're gonna do what you have to do to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And a Leo man likes to run the house. He wants to. He wants attention. He wants. You gotta stroke the ego just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Put some butter on the ego a little bit. You gotta make the dude feel good. But also, a Leo man also is career driven and also wants to do things with himself and like literally be rich one day.
Yeah. And so
now you're seeing this man like, wow, the rest of these dudes are not moving like this.
I'm gonna lie, I think you're actually right about that. I think of any person I've ever dated, like sign wise, Leos are very well. This Leo,
y'all hear this. No, she's talking about all of us.
Yeah, well, y'all are really career driven, and you guys are very go getters. You whatever you say you're gonna do, you do it.
That's right.
Which is like a big deal, not even just for Aquarius, just for women in general. Especially a man. If a man is saying he's gonna do something and he doesn't do it, women don't like that because it shows that you're not reliable. We can't rely on you. But if you say it and you do it, it's like, all right, you got it, you know?
You, not to switch the subject, because I was just looking at my thing. You was talking about Ice Spice earlier. You like Scarlett?
Scarlett?
How you don't know who Scarlett is? You from New York? She got a new song out right now. And the song is, I don't even know what the name of the song is, but in the song she's saying, I'm from New York, what I look like telling a dude good morning, or N-word good morning.
Okay.
I'm from New York. What I look like telling you good morning?
That's crazy.
Now, a lot of people are riding this girl right now. A lot of people are doing songs with her. A lot of people are saying she's blowing up. Even Cardi B says she wants her to win.
Right.
Cardi B's in the studio with her through the pictures I've seen. But that one line, it just hits me. Like, I can't get into that song because she said that.
Yeah.
I'm from New York. What do I look like telling them good morning? Because I say good morning to people.
Well,
but is that like a stereotype of New York, though?
I mean, not really. I think she just, I mean, is she like a girly girl type of girl? Or is she like a, you know? Oh, yeah, then that's why. That's why.
Her muscles bigger than man.
That's definitely one.
No, but, all right, so do you say, all right, you're walking down the street. I ain't gonna get you in trouble today. We have an argument tonight. You walking down the street, and I'm giving you a number. It's 3 dudes just standing there talking, having a conversation. They're wearing suits.
Okay.
You walk past them, and they say good morning. Do you say good morning back?
I mean, if they're coming off just saying good morning, then okay.
How do you know, though?
If they're flirting, then it's like...
Right, no, but I'm just saying good morning, though. Just a good morning.
Good
That's
morning.
It.
I'll say good morning. Yeah.
All right, now some women may argue when you say good morning. Some dudes, too. When you say good morning, you are opening up.
A door
for them to be like, yeah, she said good morning, son. I'm about to holler at that right now, son. Every morning I see her, and I always say good morning.
That's true. You gotta be careful, because sometimes with me, like, if I walk past guys or whatever, or a guy, I just don't say nothing. I either put my head down, or I just, like, be on my phone, because they think that...
So we're gonna have to change that today. Yeah. You're gonna put your head up, and I'm gonna tell you why, right? And this is what I teach my daughter. You always walk with your head up, because you want to see who's around you. Mm. And I know... That is so difficult because once you make that eye contact, boom! Mm-hmm. Man, what you doing? She was looking at me. I saw her, son. She was looking at me, son.
Yeah.
That's what dudes be saying. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I know she was looking at me. She was not, because when she was down the block, She saw me, and then she put her head down when she walked past me. Then y'all be doing that.
Yeah.
Y'all be doing that. Be seeing dudes from 2 miles away and then want to put y'all head down.
We can, or we know we're walking past we're about to walk past a group of guys. Either we cross the street or if we can't cross, we're just like, oh man. We put our phones in and then we just walk past and we don't hear anything.
Well,
I can speak for all.
Now from today on, you're gonna remember what I said. You're gonna put your head up. Watch. You're gonna walk with your head up high. Somebody, I saw you did a Halo cover.
Yeah. That was a
good one. Yeah, I saw that and I really liked it. Somebody did a Halo cover on my show too. So I don't know which song you're gonna cover, but I'm gonna ask you to cover one eventually if you can for me because. So you gotta start thinking about that.
Like now, like today, or like.
But here's a question. You know my show Trending Topics and Relationships. We talked about some of those trending topics. Relationships. We know you're in a relationship. How did you meet?
How did we meet? That's a good question.
How did you meet? I want to hear the love story. That's what I want to hear.
So,
this is good, folks. We get the juicy.
Well, it actually happened. He messaged me. I had Hinge. I don't know if you know Hinge that, but
is Hinge the one where the woman has to message you first?
No. It's Hinge is like.
Oh, that's Bumble or
Stir. Yeah, something like that. Hinge is more, for me, it's more mature than all the other apps, like Tinder and all that. I used to have that. I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
But Hinge is more like meet men on there that are actually looking for something or like more dates and stuff. So
download!
I would recommend it. It's really good. But I had Hinge at the time, and he said that he found me on there, but instead of him he didn't, all the other guys that like try to talk to me would message me on that app, but he actually messaged me. On Instagram, but he
found you somewhere else.
Right.
So let's pause for a second now.
Yeah.
Because I thought about doing that. I thought about, because Facebook has dating. Facebook dating, right? Facebook dating is the shizzle.
Really?
Right? Facebook dating is dope. Sorry, you can't get on it. Anyway, so Facebook dating now, you could literally, you'll see somebody, but you see the mutual friends that you have with. Right? So you could literally go on there and then see them and then go search for the friend that you're mutual with them and then search for them through the friends, right?
In the world.
Now, is that creepy?
A little bit.
Why? Because it's too many steps?
I mean, yeah. It's tedious. Why are you doing
that? What I'm saying, though, you just said that, your homie, your man went through the...
But that's different.
He ain't do it like that. Just went like this. One, he pressed two buttons.
I told him that when he did that, it was good because he stood out from all the other people.
Because
it's like, instead of messaging me on the app, he messaged me on Instagram. And then it was like, when we started talking, it was like, we just talked.
What's a good way to DM a woman or inbox a woman? What is the first thing you say? Because, us dudes,
Y'all be saying some crazy stuff.
What's a good way, though?
One time, this guy told me, he messaged me on my inbox, and he was like, my bad, my basketball dribbling here. Anyway. He put the emoji of the basketball. I was like, no. I was dying.
I did. So, damn. It made me feel like I'm not original anymore, man. Because I said something like, oh, snaps, I fell in this DM. I was like, oh, snaps, I ended up here. My bad. I didn't mean to jump in your hobby and DM like that. But now that sounds too much like mine.
No, but I feel like...
Intricate?
Yeah, be funny. You don't have to be it's always hey, beautiful, hey, gorgeous, hey, sexy, whatever. We hear that all the time, some of us. And it's not to say that we're not ungrateful to hear that, but it's we like originality. We like someone who's funny and comes off just...
Let me tell you why I think a lot of men do that. Because we don't hear. And somebody, this woman that I don't like. Can't be watching right now, I don't like you. Nah, she alright, whatever. I just don't like her right now. She told me something that really helped one time. And she said to me, do you realize that most women don't tell guys or their man how they're handsome or their whatever you describe him as or give him compliments.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, we don't hear that, like, a lot. And she said, the reason why is because we think y'all know already. Mm-hmm. And I was like, nah, bro. Sometimes we want to hear two. Maybe we want to, you know what I'm saying, do five push-ups or something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm not going to lie. I actually heard that, too. I think that men low-key probably want to hear more. Not because, you know, not to, like, maybe boost their ego, but it's like, mm-hmm. it's nice to hear compliments.
Whoa. All right. So then, all right. So now, after the DM, obviously, he asked you out on a date.
Yeah.
Because you don't strike me as the type of woman that's just going, well, you know what? I can't put a face to anything nowadays. But anyway, y'all went out on a date.
Yeah.
What was the first date like?
He took me to Barclays Center for a basketball game for the first date.
And yeah. You like basketball?
I mean, like, I'll watch it, but I don't really know it like that.
But you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it?
It was good, yeah.
All right.
It was a really nice date. It was very fun. It was, mm-hmm. like, you know, he also brought flowers, too.
So you're a flower type of...
I like flowers.
Some women don't like flowers. Some women think that a lot of the guys who buy flowers are sweet.
That's good.
But some women don't like sweet dudes.
What?
I don't know, because right now, and I said in a couple of shows before, this whole simp thing that they passing around, and they saying like, oh, this dude is a simp because a man caters to what you want.
Nah.
Right, I'm sitting next to this woman that I used to deal with, and she was like, my back is killing me or whatever. So I was like, I got up, started giving her a little massage or whatever. I was like, yo, I'm hugging you up. All right, she was like, that feels good. All right, boom. Then I think like she sneezed or something. I was like, bless you. She's like, damn, do you have to like everything that I like want? You have to like. Pay attention to it. I was like, I was confused.
That doesn't make sense. I mean, I can't speak for every woman because I guess some women are like that. They don't want a guy who's little. Some people don't want that. For me, I love that. I love a guy who's like that. But I like a balance, you know, like you're like that, but then you also have a side of you that's more like, you know.
I feel like you know the person is for you when everything stays the same.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't stay the same, at least when you mention that it's not the same, the person tries to make it. Mm-hmm. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, they try to like...
Like, what are some ways you could spice a relationship up?
More dates.
God damn!
But like, when I say more dates, I don't mean just like, you know,
damn,
spending
right.
money all the time. I mean like, doing more like spontaneous things. It could even be in the house. Like, it doesn't have to be like going out and spending money. Like, we could chill in the house and do like, sip and paint, get some wine,
paint
some stuff.
Two people?
Yeah. Why not? Like, it'll be like right. pre-made, you know? But, I don't know.
Some woman.
Just.
We gonna sit here and sip it. Just two of us just sit here like, yeah, baby.
Okay.
You know what? Y'all can paint each other.
Right. We could also play some video games. Like, I'll verse you, you verse me. And I'll make some dinner. We'll order some pizza, something.
What about a picnic?
Yes. We actually were just talking about doing that soon.
Picnic.
A picnic date?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. When I find somebody, I'm going to let you go. Or you call your friend. Double date. I'm just saying. Picnic basket. Yogi Bear. I got it. In the closet over there. Put the ice in it. I'm prepared. I do it with my daughter. Every time I get a chance to, we always go picnic hopping.
Can't go wrong with picnic
date. Question. So now, when we was on that topic about tips and all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm confused a little bit. This woman confused me.
Why?
So my hands are smooth, right? My hands are smooth. Hand like baby booty, right? Smell that, right?
Yeah.
But this woman gonna tell me my hands too smooth.
Your hands are too smooth?
That's what she said. She said they too smooth. She said they too smooth for a man. She want a man with rough hands.
I never understood that. I mean. Maybe it's just the girl you're dealing with, because she sounds like a little too high maintenance to me.
But high maintenance doesn't mean, because if there was, then they would, you know.
That would be good. Like,
if they were smooth, so it can't be that. She says she wants a man with rough hands. That's a thing.
I've never heard of that in my life. I don't care if you have smooth hands or rough hands. It doesn't matter to me. To be honest.
I don't know.
I never even noticed that. Like, I never said, hey, let me feel your hands. Oh, no, they're too rough or they're too soft. Like, I don't think I've ever said that in my life. But hey.
Yo, y'all got me dying over here. Kids or no kids? Like, I know you're in a relationship. Dude got a kid. How do you feel about that? Like, when you meet a dude with a child, or when you met a dude with a child, how did that feel like?
Okay, how can I say this? Mm-hmm. At first, in the beginning, I would say to myself, I don't know if I want someone with a kid because I didn't know, like, the ins and outs of it. I didn't know how I was going to be, like, you know, because I've seen things, I've seen people with kids and relationships, and it just didn't work out. So I was in my
baby
head.
Mama drama.
Right. I didn't want none of that baby mama drama. I didn't want none of that. But I always told myself I wouldn't be opposed to it if I found somebody that, like, was right for me and fit, and there was no baby mama drama or any of that. So
some people think that's not even possible. And, like, yo, something along the line. Because, so I was looking at something the other day. And you might notice this too.
Hmm.
Why does it seem like no one stays with the person that they had a child with? Or, well,
true.
In our culture.
That's true. That is true. I don't know.
Like, how?
That's so weird to me.
And it's like a, and I ain't gonna say no one, let's say it's a large percentage of people not staying together after they have the child. Why?
I think maybe it's just a lot to handle. Maybe most of the time, I think those people have kids with them, like, abruptly. It's not planned. It's not what they actually wanted. And then that's when it's like you're kind of stuck with it. They try to see if they can figure it out, and it doesn't work out. And then they're like, yeah, I don't want this. But usually when you plan it and you're like, this is what I want, and you're with that person. Or when you're, like, talking about it and you know you want that person, then I feel like it's better. It works better. I don't know.
Yeah, it kind of does, but then, like, it's like nobody plans it. It's just like, it just happens.
It does.
And it's crazy because I feel like it's a lustful thing that happens when you first meet somebody.
Yeah.
And sometimes that lustful thing is good. I don't even gonna lie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then that's when the baby comes. Because now that's all y'all think about. Smash, 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 smash. Boom.
Yeah.
Baby. Now the baby comes. You got kids?
No.
Oh.
Not yet.
Okay. Are you prepared?
I think I am, yeah.
You think you're prepared?
Mm-hmm.
You think you're going to be a good mommy?
Most definitely. I work with kids already. I'm a teacher.
Everybody always say that. But yes, until you have your own, and everybody always used to tell me that because I work with, I'm that big hand flesh.
Yeah.
Okay. Kids love Uncle Slim. And that's what I do too. But I always used to say that until I had my own. Because your own child will manipulate you.
Because they're like a bit of you. So they know how to, like,
get what they want. They're going to get what they want because they know what they're going to get.
That is true.
Hey, you on the red couch with Bernie. You sitting here with Maria, Aaliyah. And, you know, when we do podcasts, we run into these technical difficulties all the time. And she just sang so beautiful. And if y'all would have heard it, you would have melted. And if you would have melted, then you wouldn't have been able to hear her do the shit again. Right? So, I'm just so mad that we didn't get that. I'm just so mad. So, without further ado, Maria Aaliyah is going to sing one of my favorite songs and my favorite album of all times, besides It's Dark and Hell Is Hot, DMX, is Alicia Keys' first album. And she's going to sing one of my favorite songs off that album.
Yes.
Let's get it. All right. I just want some toes to say that.
And some bread and butter.
Yo, that shit sounds good.
Get the jelly and the orange juice.
All right, let's go. Let's get it. Let's start it over again. Hold on. Nah, fuck that. Fuck the lyrics. Excuse my language, because I'm going to edit that language out. I like that. So can we just get those lines?
The, I just want your clothes.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want you close, yeah. Where you can stay forever. You can be sure that it'll only But all I know is everything's gonna be alright. No one, no one, no one can get in the way of what I feel for you.
Couch with Burn, you sitting here with one of the dopest singers I ever met in my life, and I swear to God, she gonna blow one day, and all y'all gonna be like, I damn, she was there first. Mm-hmm. On the Red Couch with Burn, plug your Instagram in, plug your website in, plug anything in.
All right, so my Instagram is Maria Aaliyah, MariaAaliyah, no spaces.
No spaces.
And that's pretty much on all of my.
You have a website, right?
I do, but it's not a specific. Actually, it'll be in my bio.
Alright, so click the bio in the IG and make sure y'all subscribe. When y'all go to y'all see her music videos, subscribe to YouTube. Stop playing.
I'm also releasing a new EP soon. I'm working on it, like two more songs, and I'm done with it. And then I'll be also releasing a music video as well.
Alright, so she's gonna have some new content for everybody to jump on, and you know. These type of vibes you can't get nowhere else here but here on the Red Couch of Burn. So I need y'all to subscribe. I need y'all to go to the Instagram.com/Red Couch with Burn if you on a computer, or just Red Couch with Burn on IG with the at symbol in front. You feel me? I have to break that down for you. But sometimes y'all be acting like y'all slow. I don't know. Make sure y'all subscribe to the Spotify. I got a couple of listeners on there, y'all. Some loyal listeners and people that actually listen to the show when it drops. Make sure y'all subscribe to that. And hit up that iTunes if you need to. If you got an iPhone, hit up the iTunes. Red Couch with Burn. Maria Aaliyah. We did it.